President Bush has made good on a promise to veto a $124 billion spending bill for the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. The president vetoed the measure this evening, a few hours after Congress sent it to him, capping a day of political theater in Washington. NPR's Brian Naylor reports.
The president stood in a White House hallway, the Jefferson Memorial clearly visible through a window behind him, as he announced his veto of a bill he called a prescription for chaos and confusion.
I recognize that many Democrats saw this bill as an opportunity to make a political statement about their opposition to the war. They've sent their message, and now it is time to put politics behind us and support our troops with the funds they need.
The president cited the bill's timeline for withdrawal of U.S. forces from Iraq in issuing his veto, just the second of his presidency. It was the latest act in a carefully plotted bit of political theater that has been running in Washington for months and shows no sign of closing anytime soon. Earlier in the day, Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi sat before a backdrop of American flags as they signed the spending bill, an unusual bit of ceremony that allowed them to again drive home their message that Democrats want out of Iraq. Here's the speaker.
With the benchmarks to hold the Iraqi government accountable, this legislation respects the wishes of the American people to end the Iraq war. I'm pleased to sign this legislation, which passed both houses of Congress with bipartisan support.
After the president issued his veto, the Democratic leaders again appeared before cameras. Pelosi vowed Congress would not issue a blank check to the president. Senate Majority Leader Reid promised an attempt at compromise, but added,
"If the president thinks by vetoing this bill he'll stop us from working to change the direction of the war in Iraq, he is mistaken."
It's not clear what kind of legislation will emerge next. Some House Democrats want to send the president a measure funding the war for just 60 days and make him come back and seek additional money later this summer. Others want to attach benchmarks for the Iraqi government to meet to any funding bill. While that idea has been dismissed by the White House, it continues to draw interest from congressional Republicans, like Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell.
There are a number of Republicans who do think that some kind of benchmarks, properly crafted, would actually be helpful. So I think that is an area that we can talk about beginning tomorrow.
President Bush will meet with congressional leaders tomorrow to open the next act in the Iraq funding drama, finding a measure that Democrats and the White House can accept. Brian Naylor, NPR News, the Capitol.